A common type of program loop is one that is controlled by an integer that counts up from an initial value to an upper limit. Such a loop is called a counting loop. The integer is called a loop control variable. Loops are implemented with the conditional branch, the jump, and the conditional set instructions. A loop has three parts that must be correct. First, the counter must be initialized. Second, the test must end the loop on the correct count. And finally, the counter must be increased each time the loop body executes. It is easy to get these wrong, even in a high-level programming language. It is remarkably easy to get them wrong in assembly language. Usually, you want a top-driven loop, such as the one in the flowchart at right, where the test is performed at the top before control enters the loop body. Be clear about the loop you want to program before you program it, because assembly language allows any sort of weird loop, and many of them are very hard to get right.